Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages, where we read The Narrow Road Between Desires, and then you have to listen to it, because that is the curse. This is page 177. Love Your Ma. Bass looked up again. The third part will come after, when the moon is higher in the sky. Wright pushed himself to his feet and started walking up the hill. Bass leapt lightly from the graystone and was quickly lost among the trees. That's the page and the chapter. I'm Patrick.
Well, hey, Pat, I'm RJ, and...
I'm Amrita. Sorry.
Come on, man. Bruh.
I feel like Oscar, if you guys watch The Office, you know the episode where they do the Savannah or whatever? I can't do it.
Oh, the murder mystery thing?
Oscar is like trying to do the accent. It's just hilarious because he really can't. And that's how I feel.
Thank you for sharing that moment of vulnerability. I feel much closer to you in this moment.
Oh, me too.
It's a short page, folks, so we're stretching for content. What do we think the third part is? Let's jump in. Well, no, I want to say, first of all, it's really sweet that Bast is making this kid sit in front of a tree and think about how much he loves his mom. I know that that is part of the charm, mm-hmm. but it's very sweet. And this kid is clearly going to go do it because he does love his mom.
Yeah. And that's like the whole point of this chapter is that, like, yeah, he loves his mom. The charm can only be for one person. It should be for her. And yeah, it's unclear still. And I think it will remain unclear what, if anything, the charm does. It does seem like there is some real magic going on here.
And where's Bass going?
He's got stuff to do, you know?
He's got stuff to do in 30 pages or however many more we have.
I think we're under 30 at this point.
I think it's only 30.
I think we're under 30.
Maybe.
Because we got a few double pages with pictures and such and blanks.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's clever to add a night to the day. Like, I wasn't expecting the book to go on in the night. I thought it would be the day.
Mm-hmm.
But Pat has added some more stuff that Bass is going to do now that it's stuck.
Yeah.
Much like us, he's trying to milk some content out of this day.
Milk.
But it's cute that Reich is now going to sit here and think about his mom.
Yeah, I don't think that necessarily has much to do with the magic, but it could.
Oh, I think it does have something to do with the magic. Yeah, I mean, I'm very curious about what Bass like realized when he saw Reich with the moon and the lightning tree. And clearly, he's done something that's more meaningful than whatever he was doing before. So I'm very curious about it. And I agree that we probably won't find out what it is before the book ends, and that makes me sad.
I'm sorry, you're being so vulnerable tonight. Thank you for expressing that.
Yeah, I don't know what's going into me.
I'm just enjoying picking on you.
It's the end of the chapter.
It is the end of the chapter. Which chapter was this?
This chapter was Sunset Lies.
Mm-hmm.
Did we have embryos at the...
There's a whole mess of embryos.
So, is there any that you think... Oh yeah, there's the moon. That reminds me.
Yeah, there's the moon. There's the chunk of obsidian from before when Reich and Bast cut themselves when making the deal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's literally, like, that thing was used in this chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, no, sorry.
Obsidian was not used in this chapter.
Never mind.
That was before.
But, yeah, what else? There's the scales, which I can't think of directly having anything to do with something that was discussed here.
Yeah, that could represent Bast's judgment or what Bast is thinking. The scales are tipping one way or another, indicating what he's thinking about.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Bill points out that we don't see Bast put the honeycomb in his mouth, but he does spit out the beeswax on the page before and ask.
We do see that.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
When the kids didn't come back, he ate the honeycomb. And was chewing on the beeswax since then.
He's been munching on it.
Yeah.
And asked Reich to rub that into the stone while he's thinking. Mm-hmm. And that would effectively polish
the stone.
That's
really funny because now I'm thinking about everything that Bass did in this chapter. Like some of it was, you know, like laughing like a demon and I don't know, really momentous sort of stuff. And he was just like chewing some wax the whole time.
It seems like it.
Someone chewing gum while talking to you, which gives the whole thing a much less serious vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And he has bathed himself recently, so he's not going back in the woods for mm-hmm. that. He just bathed himself he gave himself a rinse after he ate the honey.
In this book.
Yeah, a couple, at least.
At least two, yeah. Yeah. And Sunset lies. Does he tell lies in this chapter?
Yeah.
I guess he does not want to lie to Reich.
Doesn't want to lie to the Reich. I think they explicitly talks about lying to the kids, Wilk and Pem.
Mm-hmm. That was also in this chapter.
Oh, that was the previous chapter, though. At the beginning of this chapter is when he ate the piece of honeycomb. Is right on the.
He had a bath before he ate the honeycomb, but after something else.
Yeah.
Because I know he.
This is what happens when you read the book like this. It's been
It is maddening
since we started this chapter. So of course we don't remember what happened.
So
that's a good.
So interesting.
Point.
I'm not sure what the lies are in this chapter then.
Well, there is a lie on page 171. Bast apparently.
Oh, right. That's probably what it is.
It's part of the charm, he lied. When you give it to her, you have to tell her that you made it for her because you love her.
Yeah, so he tells Reich that it's magic, the whole telling his mom, like, oh, I made this because I love you, and that'll be mm-hmm. magically make her want to wear it all the time. So I guess that's probably the lie they're referring to.
I think it's kind of a weak way to title the section unless I'm missing something.
Well, what's a better chapter title? What do you think would
Bill
be a better one?
Bill has an interesting thought. Does that mean that things that are lying in wait for events to happen?
Mm.
I think that you could have, I think he could have picked other things for sure.
Okay, we will add it to our list when he comes on the show. We will accost him. Why did you name this chapter Lies? You could have named it so many other things.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm writing that down.
That's the first question I'd ask him.
Yeah.
I love Emmett's
is that what you want to do? Is that really what you're thinking?
I'm all for asking him like silly questions. Don't get me wrong. That was not like I would absolutely want to, you know, ask him something silly. I'm struggling to find things to say, so
there's only like three sentences on this page, so
yes.
All right, you want to kick this can down the road?
Let's kick it down the road and read the next chapter. We'll start the next chapter tomorrow
on the next
how do you know?
That's usually the plan. That's how it works, huh?
But tomorrow hasn't happened yet.
I'm predicting. I'm making a prediction.
Okay, good.
Do you disagree?
You want to take a bet?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Actually. Well, that's too bad because you will read this the next chapter. That is my curse on you.
Narrow page.
And listeners, we will curse you all on tomorrow's narrow page.
The cursed page. It comes for you all. Page.